Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Vehicle fire on I-90 results in fatality. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Dispatch received a 911 call on Saturday night at approximately 11 p.m. for a report of a vehicle on fire on I-90 near Johnson County. Campbell County Sheriff's Deputies, Campbell County Fire Department, and Emergency Medical Services responded to the call near mile marker 97 on I-90, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Upon arrival, deputies found a large truck-type vehicle completely engulfed in flames. Witnesses on scene were questioned by deputies as to whether they had seen the driver and were told they believed the driver was still in the truck. Deputies approached the burning vehicle and could not locate the driver, but it was believed to be driven by an unidentified male, said Reynolds. Wyoming Highway Patrol arrived and took over the investigation. Deputies remained on scene to assist state troopers. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said he did transport one deceased individual from the scene. An autopsy was performed in Rapid City, South Dakota on Monday to determine the official cause of death. Wallum said the autopsy found the man died instantly at the scene due to blunt force trauma to the head and torso. The identity of the man is still pending notification from the family. Basin Radio reached out to the Wyoming Highway Patrol for comment. Sergeant Jeremy Beck, Public and Media Relations, said he had no official information yet as the investigation is ongoing. A 25-year-old man was arrested for driving under the influence in the early morning hours on Monday morning after backing into a police patrol car. Gillette police officers observed a gray Dodge truck with no headlights at East Warlow Drive and North Gillette Avenue. After activating their overhead lights, officers observed the truck swerving and attempting to pull over to the left side of the road into oncoming traffic, according to Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson. The Dodge stopped near the intersection of Warlow Drive and Gillette Avenue and began to drive in reverse, hitting the patrol car. Officers observed the man to be showing signs of intoxication and refused to perform a field sobriety test upon request. He was arrested for DUI, failing to maintain a single lane of travel, and improper backing. The patrol car, a 2021 Ford, sustained around $5,000 damage. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.